Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Right, Flo, thanks very much for your time. The big news is that you're going to start paying some players on the women's side of Norwich City. So tell us about that.
Yeah, really exciting news. From next season onwards, we'll be... contracting some of the players within our women's team, and we're really excited to be able to build a real solid foundation around some existing players, but also we can now widen the recruitment pool, which we've not been able to do in the past, to try and attract players to come and play for Norwich. Players who add in experience, but also real quality to help us try and reach that target of promotion into Tier 3 next season.
And how big an impact do you think that could have? Is that something that you feel could really change things for you?
Yeah, it's going to really move the needle in terms of, closing that gap between finishing second place, 2 years on the trot. We know we have to do something, and, this is the next step. We've been really deliberate with the strategy in the first 3 years since the team was brought into the club around developing the workforce, bringing in skilled members of staff, like Andy Cook, our head coach, who, it's exciting for me because this is the first season that we're actually going to finish the season and go into the new campaign with the same head coach. So I'm super excited for that. But yeah, we've also spent a lot of time developing the training model. We've gone from, year one of the women's team being in the club training one night a week to now going into next season where the players will train three nights a week, plus then a day session for our contracted players as well. So it's as close to a professional model as we can get it right now, while still balancing off some members of this team who will be contracted and compensated, but also balancing off with some members of the team who are still balancing part-time jobs or full-time jobs or education as well. So yeah, it's going to be a real new era for us, but a real positive one.
Yeah, my next question was going to be why now, but I think you might have answered it there in terms of the finishes that you've had. Obviously, second for two in a row now. Was it just a case of looking at those and realising you had to do something to move things on, really?
Yeah, definitely. It's the next step in the evolution of the women's programme here at the club. And we knew that to be able to jump up a league, and not only jump up a league, but when we get to Tier 3, we want to be in a position where we've got a real core group of players who... have the potential and the capability to springboard us one more again. So, yeah, it's a real deliberate step from us, and it's exciting to be able to, the first time the club's ever been able to offer contracted terms to our women's players, and hopefully that's an excitement as well, that players from further afield who we haven't been able to attract in the past will go, do you know what, no, we want to come and play for Norwich and be part of the journey and, train at the fantastic facilities that the Avant Training Centre and have all of the support that we've created in terms of, medical, sports science, psychology support, nutrition, so that those players can come into our environment and just think about winning games and developing.
Does it feel like this is the sort of club where it could have an even bigger impact than it would elsewhere because of the sort of location. I think obviously a lot's made of how far Norwich is from other places. So will it help maybe disproportionately Norwich rather than, you know, how it would other clubs because of that?
Yeah, definitely. We haven't been able to compete in the past with players who, you know, have been outside of Norfolk and even sort of that Norfolk Suffolk, Norfolk Cambridge border, because, you know, players have had options that are closer to home. So yeah, this provides the ability to go and, you know, facilitate some discussions with players that we might not have even been able to have conversations with. And we know that there's teams in and around, you know, in and around the area, but also in our league and who we're competing against, who are also making these steps. So we know that we've got a real strong foundation in terms of everything we've built around the programme. And yeah, this is the next step for us. One of the things that I was quite passionate about was, you know, we never wanted to, you know, start compensating players without having the support around the players. Yeah. You know, it would be the complete wrong way of thinking. So we've done everything really deliberately around workforce staffing, the athletic services that we can provide the players, the environment, the culture. And yeah, now there's pressure on our shoulders to go and get some results. We know that. And yeah, that's what we want. We work in football because we want to win games. We want to get promoted. And yeah, that comes with expectation as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that pressure. Does it? I know there's always been that at this level for a club of this size, but does that go up a little bit because of the fact that you're now going to be paying some players?
Yeah, I mean, there's some real, you know, exciting investment that's going into the programme and you know, going into our squad and building a squad that's capable of achieving promotion, but also then springboarding from there. So yeah, naturally it comes with, you know, expectation and, you know, those are what we want. We want to be, you know, pipping ourselves at the top of the table. We want to go out there every single week and win games. You know, nobody just wants to turn up, you know. Turning up isn't enough. And that's something that, you know, when Ben and I addressed the players and the staff a couple of weeks ago to go through all the really exciting changes, you know, that was something that, you know, we tried to convey as well, that these are excellent changes, but, you know, we're now creating an environment where, you know, there's performance that's expected, but it's not going to be easy as well, you know, but we're going to be there to support players, support members of staff to get through it. And hopefully the fans will be with us every step of the way as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that you'll be paying some players rather than the whole squad. So how do you make those decisions in terms of who gets paid and who doesn't?
Oh, so we'd love to be able to contract every single member of the squad, but, you know, we have to do things organically and in incremental steps. So, yeah, we would have loved to have contracted every single player, but, you know, we know that to get better and to move through the pyramid, we're going to have some real difficult conversations with players over the next few weeks to say, yes, you know, we want you to be part of our journey and our future moving forward, or thank you very much, but, you know, we're moving in a new direction. And, you know, those conversations are naturally always going to take place. But, yeah, it's going to be a balance and it's going to be a real juggling act next season to make sure that the group is in a real sweet spot. But also, I think it's really positive for those players that maybe haven't got a contract yet, because what I've said to the players is, want to make sure that, you know, in 3, 6, 9 months time, when the football's doing the talking, that, you know, I can go and, you know, ask questions, you know, to the powers above, to say we've got a real talented player who that's absolutely smashing it, putting in performances week in, week out. Yeah. We have to, you know, we have to offer contracted terms, and, you know, it's just the first step. And, you know, how we see it is that in the future moving forward, that this will only become more members of the squad, but it's just the first step.
So for now, is it almost a case of just looking at that squad, deciding maybe who the most important players are and basing the decisions off that, or is it a little bit more complicated?
Yeah, no, so you look at our squad this year, we've had, you know, a player like Eloise, for example, Scotland under-19 international, a player of her calibre who we really want to build a team around and move forward with. And, you know, we know that, you know, players like that, we have to do something to try and, build around. So, yeah, there's definitely been some good conversations between Andy, myself, Ben, around, you know, what players are going to be able to take us to the next level, but not also take us to the next level, also, you know, bring a real, holistic approach to it, you know, can make sure the environment's in a really sweet spot, because it's not just turning up and, you know, kicking a football around. It's the whole package that's wrapped around it. You know, we really want to create an environment and a culture that, you know, is one that players want to be in. Yeah. So they know they get real high support, but also they're going to be stretched and challenged. And yeah, ultimately next year, we've got to go and win games and win that league.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that it's a bit of a balancing act, and there's going to be some juggling for Andy to do with the squad. So is that something you have to be wary of as well? Because obviously the players will know, you know, that some of their teammates are getting paid if they're not, and vice versa. So does that make managing the squad a little bit more difficult for Andy?
So what we've said to all the players is every single player, regardless whether they're contracted terms on or not, will have a better offer, whether that's through, you know, insurance medically or through the player bonus scheme. So every single player will have, you know, a better offer, which I think is super exciting as well. And the beauty of my role and you know, the separation between my role and a head coach is, you know, is all we want Andy to do is, you know, prepare the team, make the team in a real sweet spot to go and win games. And, you know, that's got to be the emphasis there, you know, preparing for games, reviewing games and winning matches. Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of my job to, you know, have the players knocking on my door going, you know, I want a contract.
Yeah.
And I welcome those discussions. I want the players to do that. You know, I see that as a real positive thing. And, you know, it's up to them to then go and, you know, force their way into the team, you know, earn starts, and, you know, earn that spot in the team week in, week out, and, you know, give myself a case to go and, you know, put forward to the board and the executive committee at the club to say, look, we've got, you know, talented players here that are absolutely smashing it, and we have to move with them. And, you know, I think that's how I'm seeing it, as a super positive step. And, you know, it's not that, you know, the players that aren't on contracts will never be on contracts.
Yeah.
It's totally not. This is the first step, and we hope that in 3, 6, 9, 12 months' time that there's a, you know, another step in a positive direction again. So,
yeah, it probably means another level of difficult decisions for you, you know, going forward now. But is that almost something you relish in your role, to now have those decisions to make?
Yeah, you want that sort of, you know, it's not necessarily pressure on your shoulders, but, you know, you want that expectation that, you know, we're not just turning up, you know, we're now, everything is in a real sweet spot, whether it's the training model, whether it's the support services for staff, for players, like everything is there. It's now about, you know, we've got to deliver results, and, you know, we'll all be working together and trying to find ways where we can, you know, not ensure that we're finishing second again for 2 years in a row. You know, next year we'll be absolutely going for promotion, and that's the expectation. And yeah, we have to make sure that we don't take our foot off the gas, and actually that we, you know, we really go hard in terms of trying to achieve that promotion next year.
Just finally on the sort of this change before we look on, you know, look back at the season, obviously this money has to come from somewhere. So does this represent a real a commitment from the board and those higher up the club to invest more in the women's side?
100%. The board and the club have been nothing but super supportive. And, you know, whenever, you know, we've discussed, you know, the next evolution of the women's programme here at the club, it's always, super positive conversations, and, you know, speaking to, you know, Ben on a sort of daily, weekly basis as well. You know, we're always trying to push and evolve the programme on. And, having new owners come into the club in recent years who, you know, have seen where women's soccer has gone in the US is like super exciting for someone of myself, and also everyone who works at the club, because we know we've got a real keen community here in Norwich and Norfolk that want to support women's football as well. And yeah, we can go and achieve some real special things over the next few years if we get the playing side right. We can hopefully go and achieve some promotions, and everybody will be happy as Larry.
Yeah, you said some promotions there, which I find interesting. Is that something where you're already thinking about? You know, I know obviously you'll say that first and foremost you have to get promoted out of this division, but is that the ambition, not to just go up to the third tier and stay there, but to kick on and keep going further than that?
Yeah, like we first and foremost have to not lose sight of anything other than, you know, next year, because it has to be on a game by game basis.
Yeah.
If we think any further ahead than game by game, you know, we know the margins forever are so small, so that has to be the focus. It has to be, you know, short-term promotion next year. And then look, you know, we're doing everything now in a real deliberate strategy, because, you know, after hopefully we achieve that goal next year, we want to kick on again and, you know, try and first cement our place in Tier 3, but also try and, you know, we want to be, you know, playing in the big leagues. You know, we want to be playing against the, you know, teams where, you know, we're really pitching ourselves against, you know, decent level of opposition. But, you know, we know that we've just got to focus on that first step next year. And, you know, we can't always you know, guarantee that, you know, other clubs aren't going to do exactly the same. Yeah. You know, that's something that we don't know in the women's game, because every club operates on a different model. And, you know, all we can do is control what we can control internally. And, you know, we don't know if there's going to be a new team that rocks up and, you know, they work off a, you know, fully professional model and, yeah. you know, are able to have, you know, signings come in that really, really do, you know, change everything. But all we can do is concentrate on ourselves. And we know that this is a real sustainable, exciting, yeah, next step in our journey and our evolution to try and, yeah, to try and make that step into Tier 3.
And looking back on this season, as you mentioned, another second place finish, but a County Cup win again as well. What are your overall reflections on it?
Yeah, I think finishing the season with silverware is exactly how we wanted it to end. We went unbeaten in 2025, which, in contrast, when we all sat down at Christmas and, yeah. you know, looked at the league table and looked at where we were at, we were all super frustrated. And, yeah, you know, massive credit to Andy, coaching staff and the players. You know, they've turned up every single week. And, yeah, we've really put ourselves in a strong place to kick on next season and, yeah, come 1st of July. And then once we get through pre-season and into the league games, I'm really excited to see how everything's evolved and what it looks like.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's been a really positive sort of second half of the season. But I think Andy said, and a lot of the players have said, that it was basically lost in that really poor period just before Christmas. I mean, looking back now, what do you put that down to?
Yeah, I think there's a number of factors when you think about, you know, the fixture schedules. And, you know, we'd done really well in the FA Cup, got through to the third round, and also the quarterfinals of our league plate competition. And, you know, everything kind of happened at once in that kind of October through to December period. And, you know, we know as staff, we've got to sit down and review the season that's just been gone, because, you know, clearly what we did second half of the season was excellent. And we've got to try and keep that in a real sweet spot moving into next season. And, you know, we know that the fixture schedules we can't control again. So we just have to control what we can control in our environment and put ourselves in the best position every week to win football games. And yeah, and that's a big, big task for Andy as well as the coach. You know, he drives that on a week-to-week basis. And yeah, I'm really excited and really looking forward to next season. Just want it to get underway already.
Yeah, but before then, there's obviously the sort of transfers and recruitment for you to take care of. I mean, what we've already spoken about in terms of paying players and things like that, does that make it feel like quite a big summer?
Yeah, like it's always going to, you know, change things. And this is the first summer where we've really been able to, you know, attract players from further afield. And, you know, that's something that I'm really excited about, and being able to share with players, you know, this is what we've been building for the last few years. And we really want you to come and be part of the journey. And, you know, we know that, you know, coming to Norwich is sometimes a difficult decision for players. And we want to try and make it really exciting to the fact that you can be part of a journey here. You can train in wonderful facilities and, you know, be part of something special. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy summer, but it's going to be a summer where we want to try and, yeah, really nail down and bring in some recruitment that are really going to move the needle for us. And, yeah, players that will make us stronger and put us in a better position next year to try and achieve that goal of promotion.
Yeah, I think you've already referenced Ben Napa and the owners as well. So I just wanted to ask you about them and sort of how much interaction you have with them, how much of a help they are to you.
Yeah, I have so much support. You know, Ben and I speak on a daily, if not, you know, weekly basis, but it's been more so daily, obviously, with all of these changes that have been going on. And, you know, we were super keen to make sure that, you know, this news is conveyed in a positive way, because it is. It's so exciting for all the members of the current squad who, you know, we want to try and, you know, build something with moving forward, but also for us to make that next step on the journey and to be increasing the training model, to be bringing in, you know, contracted terms for players. It's so exciting, and hopefully the fans will also be behind this, because, yeah, it's what we all want, and we want to see the women's programme developing and growing each and every single year. And, yeah, we've done that since day one, and, yeah, this is the next step in the journey. But, yeah, get loads of support. Ben, Zoe, the rest of the executive committee at the club, all behind the project and see where this can go. And, yeah, have only ever given, you know, their utmost support for it.
Yeah, I think Ben's spoken a lot on the men's side in terms of the philosophy about, you know, improving players, selling them for big fees and things like that. Obviously, you've got a lot of young players, quite a young squad with, I'm sure, a few who you really think can go on and develop and hit a really high level. But I wanted to ask you how that works on the women's side of the game? Because obviously the fees aren't quite as much, the contractual situation. You know, obviously we've spoken about how things are changing, but it's not quite the same. So how does that work with developing players? How do you make sure they don't just, you know, move on to big clubs without you recouping much from that?
Yeah, it's certainly a emerging kind of, you know, market in terms of the women's game, and certainly at our level it's not established. It's very much still, you know, clubs like ourselves making those first steps and those first movements in a positive direction. But yeah, we know that this was exactly what we needed to do for the next step, because, you know, we want to make sure that players who have, you know, progressed with us and we want to build future with, we can retain and keep hold of, but also allow for opportunity to bring in players from further afield that, you know, can strengthen and we can build again and change gear one more time and push on.
Yeah, and just finally, I wanted to sort of touch on the fans and the impact that they've had, because it feels like there is a core that's now really, you know, really into the women's side of the club. So I wanted to ask you how much they mean to you.
Yeah, I mean, every single fan, whether they're coming here every Saturday for a men's game or every Sunday at a women's game, you know, means so much to us as a club. And I think that's one of our strongest assets as a football club, is our incredible fan base. And yeah, I really enjoy turning up and watching a men's game. Obviously, I'm there every single week with the women's team, naturally.
Yeah.
It's for me that the fans are what make football clubs, and I always welcome the fans to, you know, come and support us and get behind us. But also, like, when the going gets tough, like, that's when we're going to need them even more. And, you know, I can't make any promises that next season is going to be like the last, how 2025 has gone, when we've been pretty much perfect all the way through. But, you know, the fans play such a big role in that, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put smiles on their faces and trying to make them come back, and also make sure that, you know, they come with us on the journey and feel really valued, because they certainly are. They certainly are a big part of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think they're still turning up at Carrow Road in quite good numbers when you have these games, but the numbers do seem to be sort of slowly declining as opposed to where they were, you know, when the women's team first started having league games here. So is that something you're looking at?
Yeah, we're not overly concerned about it. We know when we first did a game here at Carrow Road, it was a landmark event.
Yeah, of course,
it was one game we had in the season. So, yeah, we put loads of emphasis on it. And, you know, since then, we've always had two a season. And we know that it's, you know, one at the start, one at the end.
Yeah.
We'll do that again next year. And we know that, you know, there's always some external factors that play into, you know, achieving attendances, whether it's, you know, other football fixtures going on that weekend, or, you know, whether we're going to win the league or not.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
we're not overly concerned about it. The one thing that we just want to, you know, keep making sure we deliver on is winning games of football, because naturally that attracts fans to come back, and it attracts supporters to come and support the team as well. So, again, it's, you know, what we try and look at what we can control, and we'll try and control the football on the pitch and the entertainment, the product as well. But yeah, we know that we've got an excellent team here at the football club who put on these fixtures for our women's games that are slightly different to what you might see on a normal Carrow Road game. And yeah, we've had Lionesses fixtures here as well, which have been, you know, superb and exceptional events, especially when we've got someone like a Lauren Hemp who can come home and, you know, the crowd can really give her a homecoming. So we know we've got the footballing community behind us. You know, it's probably up to us now to go and create some football games that they really want to come and support. And yeah, we'll do two games here next season again, one at the start and one at the end of the season. And as soon as we get that fixture list, we want to communicate that to the fans, because yeah, they're a massive part of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you mentioned it there. I suppose the as many things as you can do around it, and obviously they will help ultimately. Probably the thing that fans want to see the most is their team winning, so it does come back to that success on the pitch and how important that is, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And we know that we next season, even to, you know, become champions and win the league, it's one team that goes up and the margins for error are so small. So we know that we've got to win games, we know we've got to win matches, and we're all committed to do that. And, you know, like I said previously, for me, I just want to fast forward and be, you know, finished pre-season, had a really successful pre-season with the team, and be in a position where we're in a real sweet spot, and it's that first game of the season and the excitement, that nervous energy as well. But knowing that hopefully, whether we're at home at the Nest, whether we're here at Carrow Road, or whether we're on our travels, that the fans are behind us and on that journey with us. And yes, yeah, for me, it's super exciting. And yeah, to be able to operate within a football club that's so progressive and forward-thinking is a brilliant place to be. And yeah, I think I think that's probably my closing statement would be, you know, we're not done yet. We want to keep pushing forward, but this is, you know, another positive step in the right direction.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.